After a slow march through the mundane work of our office, he dropped a bomb. It seems Senator Gates' file has gone missing. Cue a cascade of uncomfortable reactions. Jonah choked on a croissant. Marcia and Rhonda squirmed in their seats. Nina blinked, mouth open. "The entire file?" I asked. "Yes, including original documents." "Evelyn had been looking for that for the past month, 6 weeks," Rhonda said in a confessional tone. Jonah leaned forward onto the table. "You mean the entire thing has been missing for almost 2 months?" "At a minimum," Rhonda confirmed. "Not sure because Evelyn never told us. I think she was embarrassed it was gone."
"I've checked her office. It's not there," Lionel said. "And I certainly don't have it. Even though we were co-counsel on that case, she kept the file in her office."
"Wait a minute. Isn't that the file where Gates allegedly forged his client's signature on a contingency fee contract?" I asked.
"That's the one." "We can't proceed without the original. The forgery, that is," Jonah said.
"There goes that prosecution," I muttered.
Nina smiled at me. "I thought it was your specialty to find forgeries." Nina was referring to a case I'd had in the past year where I discovered an attorney had given us a copy of something he claimed he had filed at a certain time. The problem with his defense was that the state-required form he had used had not been in existence until 6 months after his filing.
"Oops.
I appreciate the vote of confidence, but we're not going to win a case where the original that was in our possession has mysteriously gone missing." Lionel nodded.
"Unfortunately, Lillian's right. So now we need to focus on the rest of the caseload,"